Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the weekly broadcast of the power of Pentecost. A time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in singing and prayer. Follow along in God's Word. Join us in worship and praise, lifting up the name of Jesus. Join in with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for being with us today, and I hope you can just stay here for the whole half hour as we endeavor to have a time in the presence of the Lord, a great time of worship and praise. And by the time this service is over, I trust you will feel lifted up and encouraged. And if for some reason there's someone in this audience that's never been saved, you're not a Christian, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I trust that the Lord will be able to use this service somehow to speak to your heart, and today will be the day you look up to Him and repent of your sins. He is ready to save you, and it's amazing that by the time this service is over, your life can be changed. Going to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, we're reading from John 6:33, "For the bread of life is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Wonderful words of life from the Word of God. All right, Sister Linda has the best loved songs and hymns hymnal. Turn to page 47. Join in with us. Let's sing together on "I Feel Like Traveling On." Clap your hands. Worship the Lord. Join in.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Its glittering towers, the sun outshines. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. such flames devour or waves or flow, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. So good to me, I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed home I see, I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair, and I feel like traveling on.
One more time now. Yes,
I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Hallelujah. I remember we used to sing a chorus entitled, "The Move Is On. The Move Is On. This is the moving day. Move on, brother. Move on, sister." Hallelujah. Move a little closer. It's moving day. Words to that effect. Well, we are moving on. We are traveling on. We are on a journey. We're not just sitting on the bleachers watching it go by, but we are involved in the move of the Lord and living for Jesus. Isn't it great to be active in the presence of the Lord and in the work of the Lord? Let's look at our precious promise today before we go to prayer. Comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. He says, "We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." I like the comparison that Paul makes there concerning beholding as in a glass. Sometimes, you know, we may not see it clearly. We can kind of see a form of it or something taking place. But soon we're going to be changed into the same image from glory to glory. So it won't be as beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord anymore. We shall see him face to face, and we shall see him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a hope in Christ Jesus. Let's join in. Lift your voice to God. Let him know what your hope is, that you hope to see him and you're looking forward to seeing him. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for the great opportunity that we have now. And Lord, by looking through this glass and seeing what we do see, Lord, it encourages us and it excites us and it creates a desire in our heart to see even more. When we are in a service and we sense your presence, and Lord, we see the operation of the Holy Spirit, it encourages us, and Lord, we desire for more. And when we read your word and when we hear it preached, Lord, it stirs us up, and we sense your presence and you speaking to us, and it stirs us to the place, Lord, we want to read more and we want to hear more. Lord, help us to be examples today, drawing closer to you. Help me live close to you each day. Help me to continue to draw nigh to God, and you will draw nigh to me. Help others, Lord, to see that I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, we don't want to just be saints in name, or we just don't want to be a church with a number, but we want to be saints of God, children of the Most High God, drawn as close to you as at all possible, moving forward and nearer to you each day. Bless this audience today. Help each one to draw close to you. May we pray, may we say something in this service that will encourage each one to draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to them. Save anyone in this audience today, Lord, that doesn't know you as his or her Savior, we pray. And bless each one and lift them up and encourage them, we pray. Touch the sick and minister to them, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's sing it one more time now. Worship with us. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. And if you will, a little later on, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. Please excuse the roughness of my voice today. My sinuses are draining. That's this southern Illinois weather. But I'm going to do my best to sing and minister to you. Yet to me, he's become everything. Some have made Jesus a game that they play. To others a song that they sing. But since I met Jesus, I'm happy to say, to me he's become everything. To me he's become everything. He's everything that I need. The beginning, the end, his life's dearest friend. To me, he's become everything. When I wake up each morning, he's right by my side. At night, he's my last thought in mind. His joy for each moment, his hope that faith brings. To me, he's become everything. To me, he's become everything. He's everything that I need.
the beginning, the end. It's life's dearest friend. To me, he's become everything.
One more time.
To me, he's become everything. He's everything that I need. The beginning, the end, his life's dearest friend. To me, he's become everything.
Oh, listen to this.
When I wake up each morning, he's right by my side. At night, he's my last thought in mind. He's joy for each morning, he's hope that faith brings. To me, he's become everything. Oh, to me, he's become everything. That I need. The beginning, the end, his life's dearest friend. To me, he's become everything.
Hallelujah. Well, another songwriter penned it, he is my everything. And another one said, he's everything to me. Let me ask you the question, is he your everything? Thank you for worshiping with us. We're here weekly at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And we cannot do this without you. Some of you have stayed with us through the years and have helped us and have prayed for us. And it's been many years now since we started this broadcast. And as I said, we couldn't do it without you. So after you've prayed and given your church, taking care of your family, if you have something left and you'd like to share it with the Power of Pentecost, it would just help us to pay our expenses and keep coming to you. And if you don't have anything to send, you can always still send a card or letter, song or prayer request. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org, which means you can click listen online and then select the date and hear the broadcast anytime. And I update those weekly. And also, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. It is a safe transaction. It is a free transaction. There are no hidden fees or charges, and I'm notified immediately. I'll try to touch some of that with you before we leave the air, but we're looking forward to hearing from you. Have your Bible open in just a little while to Matthew chapter 11. Sister Linda is going to sing for us, Resting in the Arms of a Never-Failing God.
When I come to the end of my journey, no more I'll walk the road I used to trod. I'll know the joy that waits me up in heaven, while resting in the arms of an ever-failing God. Oh, I'll be resting where the storm clouds never gather, where hearts are never broken, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes. I'll be drinking from the streams of living waters, while resting in the arms of a never-failing God. There'll be no sorrow in that sweet forever, we'll see the many loved ones who have gone. A million years will seem but just a moment while resting in the arms of an ever-failing God. Oh, I'll be resting where the storm clouds never gather, where hearts are never broken, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes. I'll be drinking from the streams of living waters while resting in the arms of an ever-failing God. Oh, I'll be resting where the storm clouds never gather, where hearts are never broken, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes. I'll be drinking from the streams of living water while resting in the arms of an ever-failing God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, baby doll. Turning to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Words of Jesus here. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. It's not in trying, but in trusting. I'd say it's almost every day. If I compliment someone, and I try to do that frequently, tell them that they're doing a good job or they've done something really nice, I often get the response, well, I'm trying. And I think that's a good response, and it definitely shows when someone is trying. And I've heard of people commenting and making statements, and I understand what they're saying is that they're trying to live for Jesus. But, instead of trying to live for Jesus, we need to realize that we are trusting Christ to live in us. And therefore, we spontaneously live for Him. Salvation is not something that we achieve. Salvation is something that we receive. We don't try to be saved. We trust to be saved. And it's not what I can do, but it's what Christ has already done that brings me the victory that I can acquire. I can do nothing within myself. It takes Christ. To try on my own means that I make an attempt or an effort to do something or create an endeavor or exert oneself or to strive. It means I put myself and my whole self into the work. But if I put my trust in the Lord, trust is belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, and effective. Trust is assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Yes, we have put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and therefore we are saved by grace, and we are allowing Him to work in our hearts and in our lives. The same faith that saved us is the same faith that we live by. He tells us in Colossians 2:6, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him. We are trusting Him. We are putting our confidence in Him. We have laid aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. We have died out to self, and Christ is our all in all. Paul mentioned that Christ liveth in him. The old man has died. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. Yes, I want you to know that the reason I'll get up and go to church on Sunday morning, I'm not going to try to be there, but I'm going to trust the Lord to the extent that I get up and go there. And when I read the Bible or preach a message or bring this broadcast to you, it's not that I'm trying to do it. It's because I have trust in the Lord, and I'm doing it because He lives in me, and I'm being obedient unto Him. We are saved by faith. Hallelujah. And we are saved by grace, and we are walking with Christ Jesus. The new life that we receive grows in us by surrender. I can do nothing in myself but surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. As I draw near to God, God draws near to me. But as I draw near to God, really what I'm doing is surrendering more to Him and trusting Him more completely. It's not that I'm doing it in myself. He tells us in Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with Him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? When it's less of me, it's more of Him. There's a song that sings, and the words go something to that effect. Trusting God means that we completely abandon trying to do it ourselves. Salvation, the Christian experience, is a work of trust. We put our confidence and our trust in the Lord Jesus. When the Lord worked at the beginning and at the creation, at the foundation of the world, He tells us in Hebrews 4:3, for we which have believed do enter into His rest. As He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, also the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. And Jesus on the cross made the statement, it is finished. So there's nothing that we can do within ourselves but put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yes, you will not be as weary. God rested on the seventh day. Jesus said, it is finished. Let's rest in the arms of a never-failing God, like she's saying. And let's put our trust in the Lord. What effort that you expend in your own self by trying, let's just convert that to trust and see what the Lord will do for us. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. Again, the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And then the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Oh, I'll be resting where the storm clouds never gather, where hearts are never broken, there'll be no tear-dimmed eyes. I'll be drinking from the stream of living,